Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Germaine. When Jesus was in Jerusalem, he healed a man who had been sick for 38 years. This brought him into conflict with the religious leaders, because Jesus healed the man on the Sabbath day. When Jesus called God his Father, they wanted to kill him. Listen to the defense of Jesus to the religious authorities in Jerusalem, beginning in John chapter 5, verse 31. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another who bears witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. You have sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth. Yet I do not receive testimony from man, but I say these things that you may be saved. He was a burning, shining lamp, and you were willing for a time to rejoice in his light. But I have a greater witness than John's, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do, bear witness of me, that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself who sent me has testified of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his form, but you do not have his word abiding in you, because whom he sent, him you do not believe. You search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And these are they which testify of me. But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. I do not receive honor from men, but I know you that you do not have the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe who receive honor from one another, and do not seek the honor that comes from the only God? Do you think that I shall accuse you to the Father? There is one who accuses you, Moses, in whom you trust. For if you believe Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? John chapter 5, verses 31 through verse 47. Jesus defended himself before the religious authorities in Jerusalem. Jesus presented witnesses and evidences that he was sent by the Father as Messiah, Mashiach. He presented the testimony of, first, John, the son of Zacharias the priest. Second, the witness of the miracles, signs, his works. Third, the testimony of the Father. Fourth, the testimony of the Scriptures. Fifth, and the writings of Moses. Let us look at these witnesses, these testimonies, these evidences. The prophet of God, John, the son of Zacharias the priest, had preached to multitudes of people. The religious authorities had sent messengers to him and asked him, "Who are you?" John had told them that he was the voice of one crying in the wilderness. John quoted from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 3 through 5, identifying himself as the one preparing the way of the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 5, it is written, "The glory of the Lord shall be revealed." Yes, John prepared the way of Messiah, the glory of the Lord. John the prophet proclaimed when Jesus Messiah came by, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Yes, Jesus is the sacrifice for sins, for transgressions, for iniquity. This was foretold in the book of Isaiah the prophet, chapter 53. John bore witness to the truth. Jesus Messiah died for all people in the world. Listen to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 5. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 5. Yes, John was indeed the burning and shining lamp, calling Israel to repentance in order to prepare the way for Messiah, in fulfillment of Isaiah chapter 40, verses 3 through 5. His witness was, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." John chapter 1, verse 29. Will you believe him? Jesus, Messiah, the Son of God, has a greater witness than John. Jesus said, "The works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father has sent me." John chapter 5, verse 36. Yes, Jesus did miracles and signs in Jerusalem. The religious authorities knew that very well. They were angry with Jesus because he had just healed a sick man on the Sabbath. This healing, which they admitted, proved that Jesus was sent from God. Before this, Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, a Pharisee, had come to Jesus and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." John chapter 3, verse 2. Nicodemus was right. Jesus said, "And the Father himself who sent me has testified of me." John chapter 5, verse 37. When Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan River, God had said to those present to hear, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. These religious authorities had not heard for themselves, but others who were present had heard. Also, Jesus was standing there before them, a witness and evidence to them. He was speaking the word of God to them, but they did not believe him. How sad, how tragic for them. Jesus said, "You search the scriptures, for in them you think that you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me." John chapter 5, verse 39. Yes, there are prophecies in the scriptures which foretold in detail about the coming of Messiah. In Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through verse 27, God foretold that Messiah would come before the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple by the Romans in A.D. 70. He did. In Micah chapter 5, verse 2, God foretold that Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. He was. In the second Psalm, Psalm 2, God foretold that his Messiah, anointed one, his son, would have a worldwide kingdom. Yes, he does have a worldwide kingdom. In Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, God foretold that a divine son would be king on the throne of David his father. He is. In Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10, God foretold that he would be pierced. He was pierced. In Isaiah chapter 53, God foretold that his servant Messiah would be an offering for sin. He is the only offering for sin. In Daniel chapter 9, verse 26, God foretold that Messiah would be cut off. Messiah was cut off. In Psalm 16, verse 10, the 16th Psalm, verse 10, God foretold that Messiah, the Holy One, would be raised from the dead. He was raised from the dead. In the 110th Psalm, God foretold that David's Lord Messiah would rule and reign and judge the nations and also be the high priest after the order of Melchizedek. He does rule and reign, and he will judge, and he is the high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Yes, the scriptures bear witness of Jesus Messiah. There are more than 300 prophecies about Jesus Messiah, which he fulfilled in detail. Will you believe in him? Yes, the Hebrew scriptures bear witness that Jesus is Messiah, the Son of God. The fifth witness of Jesus is Moses. Listen to Jesus. "Do not think that I shall accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, in whom you trust. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?" John chapter 5, verses 45-47. Yes, Moses wrote about Jesus in the first five books of the Bible, HaTorah. In Genesis chapter 26, verse 4, God promised Abraham that in his seed all nations would be blessed. In Genesis chapter 49, verse 10, Jacob foretold that Messiah, Shiloh, would come before the scepter departed from Judah, which happened in A.D. 70. There are others, but listen to what Moses wrote in Deuteronomy, the fifth book of the Bible, chapter 18, verses 17 through 19. And the Lord said to me, "What they have spoken is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And it shall be that whoever will not hear my words which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him." Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 17 through 19. Will you believe what Moses wrote about Messiah Jesus the prophet? You can. We have studied the five witnesses that Jesus is Messiah, the Son of God. First, John the prophet. Second, the works, the miracles of Jesus. Third, the testimony of the Father God. Fourth, the scriptures. And fifth, Moses. Will you come to Jesus Messiah? Will you seek the honor that comes from God? Will you be saved? Will you have the love of God within you? If you will, you can believe in Jesus to be the Messiah, the Son of God. The evidence is before you. Repent of your sins, turn away from sin, confess your faith that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, be baptized, immersed into him, into his death, buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Messiah was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. Yes, you can become a child of God, born again of the water and the Spirit. John chapter 3, verse 5. You will then be in the kingdom of Messiah. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. You can serve Jesus Messiah as your King, your Lord, your Savior. You can have eternal life, a home in the heavenly New Jerusalem. Amen. If you would like to get a free Bible, a free book, Origin of the Cosmos, or a free Bible correspondence course, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe he still stormed Galilee. I believe that he walked on the water. And I believe that he's the answer for me. Yes, I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe he died on Mount Calvary. And I believe that the tomb was found empty. And I believe that he's the answer for me. I believe in the words of the Bible, how he made the poor blind man to see. I believe that the deaf ears were opened, and I believe he's made a difference in me. I believe that he spoke to dead Lazarus, and he said,
bind and set free. I believe.